Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. U.S. President Joe Biden on the campaign trail today will make some big announcements, the AP's Sagar Magani reports.
President Biden wants a sharp boost in tariffs on Chinese steel as he courts union voters in Pittsburgh. At the United Steelworkers headquarters today, the president will call for tripling levies on Chinese steel and aluminum. The White House insists the move is more about shielding American manufacturing from cheap imports than it is about firing up a union audience. Senior administration officials say China produces about half the world's steel and sells it on the world market for less than half what U.S.-produced steel costs. But higher tariffs can pose their own economic risks by potentially making steel and aluminum more expensive, and thus making things like cars and other key goods cost more for American consumers. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A top envoy says the U.S. is determined to monitor North Korean nukes through the U.N. or otherwise, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
In Seoul, top envoy Linda Thomas-Greenfield has told a press briefing the U.S. will work inside and outside the U.N. to keep North Korea from illegal activities.
The point here is that we cannot allow the work that the panel of experts were doing to lapse. We have to continue to keep eyes on and reporting on the illegal activities of the DPRK and efforts to break the sanctions that have been put in place.
The ambassador added she does not expect Russia and China to change their stance and cooperate with other members of the UN Security Council to hold Pyongyang accountable for their efforts to break sanctions. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And European Union leaders meet to discuss more sanctions against Iran. This is VOA News. Israel is still considering how to respond to Iran's weekend missile and drone strikes as the United States and its allies urge the government of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu not to escalate and risk igniting a wider regional conflict. VOA's White House Bureau Chief Patsy Waita-Kuswara has this report.
Netanyahu faces domestic pressure and international condemnation over the war in Gaza. Some are accusing him of intentional escalation with Iran, including Ayman Savadi, the foreign minister of Jordan, a U.S. ally that helped to protect Israel from Tehran's attacks. Ayman Savadi said it's no secret that Netanyahu's policy aims to expand the conflict to relieve the growing pressure on him globally because of the killing, war, and destruction he is doing in Gaza. Other leaders have echoed calls for restraint. It's unclear whether Netanyahu will heed them. Patsy Waita-Kuswara, VOA News, Washington.
Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro has ordered the closure of his country's embassy and consulates in Ecuador in solidarity with Mexico in its protest over a raid by Ecuadorian authorities on the Mexican embassy in Quito. Details from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
Maduro says Venezuela also fully supports Mexico's request to have the United Nations suspend Ecuador from the world body. Maduro spoke during a virtual meeting of the leaders of the community of Latin American and Caribbean states. Ecuadorian President Daniel Noboa ordered authorities to raid the Mexican diplomatic outpost April 5th to arrest the country's former vice president, Jorge Glass, a convicted criminal and fugitive who was holed up at the embassy since December. Mexico granted him asylum hours before the raid. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
The Kremlin said Wednesday that Russian peacekeepers had begun withdrawing from Azerbaijan's Karabakh area, ending a multi-year deployment which gave Moscow an important foothold in the strategically important region. Azerbaijan retook the breakaway region of Nagorno-Karabakh in September last year, despite the presence there of Russian peacekeepers. In this move, which triggered the mass exodus of ethnic Armenians living there. And Georgia's parliament on Wednesday approved the first reading of a bill on foreign agents that has provoked several days of protest by critics who see it as authoritarian and Russian-inspired, Georgian media reported. For more stories, check us out online at voanews.com. I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.